Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today, children, we have the saint of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And as we know, one of the main purposes of devotion to the Sacred Heart is to make reparation. That means to fix what is broken. And every time we sin, we, in a sense, we break the heart of Jesus. And he becomes saddened over our sins. And then we repair it by doing good actions, offering up sacrifices and penances that make his heart happy once more. And in that way, we repair all the sins committed against the heart of Jesus, who loves us with an infinite love, loves each one of us so perfectly. And St. Margaret Mary's life was a life of reparation, a life of much suffering, many penances. She was, for starters, I believe I remember reading somewhere that she was very scrupulous. That means that she feared that everything she did was a sin. And that's a great cross to have. When most people know what is and what is not a sin, she had a hard time of it, trying to distinguish. It was very hard for her. She also had a very great problem with anxiety, which is interesting. That seems to be the disease of the day nowadays. But she had it. And one day, to calm her down, Our Lady appeared to her, spoke to her, and told St. Margaret, "Fear nothing. You have nothing to fear. You shall be my true daughter, and I will always be your good mother." And that was a great word of consolation to her, and one that she always remembered her whole life long. But she had many other crosses as well. For example, as a girl, she was taught by a certain group of nuns until she became so sick, that she was sick for 4 years. And they finally had to remove her from the convent and go back home. Well, during this sickness, she made a vow to God that if she were cured of her sickness, then she would enter the convent. And so she was cured right on the spot, almost, right on the spot. And she then forgot about her vow and lived a life of pleasure. Not of sin, but of pleasure. She liked to have fun. And so she didn't become a nun right away. But then another suffering would come not long after. That was this. Her father died first, and then her mother became so ill that she couldn't take care of anything around the house. So the mother had to call in her sister, the aunt, to St. Margaret Mary and her family. And they came in to take care of the house and everything in the house. So these people, the aunt and the family, made Margaret and her mother suffer very, very much. She herself, St. Margaret Mary, says that they were treated like prisoners in their own house. They had to ask permission for everything. If they could use certain things, if they could go anywhere, they had to have permission from the aunt. And everything of theirs, all of their property, got locked away in some room, somewhere in the house. It was so bad that St. Margaret couldn't even find her own church clothes to go to church on certain days. And she'd have to borrow a hat and other clothes from someone else. And of course, one of her great joys was to go and visit the Blessed Sacrament in a nearby church. But of course, she couldn't go anywhere without permission. And she was falsely accused on one occasion. She said, "I'd like to go and visit our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament." And they accused her of actually going somewhere else and meeting up with some other people. And said, "Well, for that reason, you're not. And you're just using the excuse of going to the church. You're just using that as a cover-up." But it was all false. And St. Margaret Mary bore it all with patience. And it often brought her to tears. Day and night, she said, she would pray, or rather cry. But she did what all of us should do when we suffer. She didn't get all impatient and huffy about things. She went to the garden in her yard, and there she prayed. She prayed for consolation and for strength. And oftentimes she would stay away doing just that, praying, for long periods of time so that she forgot all about eating, coming back for the meals and everything. And when she finally did come back at the end of the day, she was so afraid of the punishment that she was going to get. And sure enough, she did get rebuked and got in trouble because, as they said, as her aunt said, you wasted your time. You didn't help take care of the chores around the house or the children or anything else. Get back to work. And that was all that was done. There was no mercy for poor St. Margaret Mary. But she realized that the good God always has our best interest at heart, and that by allowing her to suffer so much, he was actually strengthening her, making her stronger. There's a saying, a more modern saying now, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And that's true even in the spiritual life, that all these sufferings that God sends us, they're not going to kill us. But they will, if we allow God to work in our soul, they will make us stronger. So the lesson in that regard is this, that whenever God permits you to suffer, whatever kind of suffering it might be, temptation, anxiety, scruples, whatever it is, be patient, wait, and pray, because God is making you a saint by giving you those sufferings. Well, in the convent, finally she entered the convent, fulfilled her vow. She looked for ways to mortify herself and to do penance, to make reparation to our Lord for all the sins committed against him. And it was in little ways, though, that she offered these. Well, in France, for example, in France they love their cheese. They have to have cheese with just about every meal, except for maybe breakfast. But they have to have a little cheese and a little wine, and it's very good. But St. Margaret Mary and her family couldn't eat it. It made them sick. So before she entered the convent, her brother approached the Mother Superior and said, can you please excuse Margaret Mary from having to eat the cheese? And permission was given, but then they forgot that they had given the permission, so they always fed her cheese. Well, at first, it says that she tried to eat it and it made her really nauseous and sick to her stomach. But she didn't give up. She prayed to our Lord to give her strength to eat it anyway as a little sacrifice. And for 10 years, she had to go through this, and she never gave it up. And this is a little lesson for us, too. I know there are some people listening who don't like their salad. Eat it. Eat it anyway. Whatever it is, broccoli or salad, cottage cheese, try your best to eat it and ask our Lord for the strength to do it as a sacrifice. Well, eventually, and the story is almost over, eventually the Sacred Heart appeared to St. Margaret Mary and showed her his heart and said, I was like this. I've visited the place where the Sacred Heart appeared. I visited there twice. And on the sign, on the church, just at the entrance, there's a sign that says, here is the place where our Lord said, behold the heart that loves men so much. And that's what he said when he showed St. Margaret his heart. Behold the heart that loves man so much and is loved so little in return. That's a beautiful thought, to think of our Lord's love for us and that we must love him in return. Well, here's some things for you children to do. I want you to listen carefully, because all of you can do this. It's quite easy. Go to him whenever you're having problems, sufferings, or hard time with homework. Remember what it says in the gospel that Father Lateranda will read in just a few moments. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. So that's the first thing. Always go to the Sacred Heart in your problems. Second, think of all the sins that offend our Lord's heart. And then think how even I have offended him. Make reparation by offering up little acts of penance, such as eating your salad or your cheese, doing your homework, and being obedient in class. Those are great ways of making reparation to the Sacred Heart. And also by praying and not complaining when you're told to do things that you don't like to do. Remember, finally, one of the promises of the Sacred Heart is that I will comfort them in all their afflictions. So if you are devoted to the Sacred Heart, He will always comfort you, always console you, and give you the strength to bear up with all of your crosses, to do everything as you ought. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.